If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Entertainment news now. Cindy Perlman Gaber in Las Vegas with some behind-the-scenes stories regarding the new movie coming out about Michael Jackson. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Bob. A few snags that have hit the Michael Jackson movie, which is the icon's complete story, his entire life and career. And it cost $15 million to fix what happened. Apparently, the movie had a part where Michael Jackson's staring in the mirror at his reflection. In the background, you see lights flashing behind him. That happened in 1993, a decade after Thriller, where Jackson was accused of child molestation. But the scene had to be cut because attorneys for the Jackson estate, which served as the producers, realized that there was a clause in the settlement with one of Jackson's accusers that bars the depiction or any mention of the molestation in a movie. So this came up at a late stage after the movie was filmed. So they had to go back, do some reshoots, and do a new ending. And this was after about 22 days of shooting. They were done. But now the film ends with supposedly Michael at his zenith on the Bad Tour. Early word, though, is good for this movie, that it's electrifying performances. And a lot of it is about the drama between Michael and his relationship with his domineering father, Joe Jackson, played by Coleman Domingo. Jackson is played by his real-life nephew, Jafar Jackson. So that should be interesting.
Yeah, he looks like Michael. The trailer looks great. The movie comes out in a couple of weeks. I'm always interested, and a lot of people are, in anything Judd Apatow does. Talk about what he's up to these days.
Me too. I love Judd Apatow movies. He gave us The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and This is 40. And now he's teaming up with Glenn Powell, who's so high right now, for something called The Comeback King. And it's currently in production for Universal. Paul is going to star as a country western star in Free For All. His career is hitting the skids. And the cool thing is, Apatow and Paul actually wrote the script together. And it co-stars Kristen Milioti, Madeline Klein, and a bunch of other Apatow regulars will be making cameos.
New season, second season for Beef on Netflix. What are we going to be seeing this time around?
Well, this time it's a new beef, brand new cast. It's a Gen Z couple that witnesses an alarming fight between their millennial boss and his wife. Really good cast here. You've got a newly engaged couple played by Kaylee Spaney and Charles Melton. They have to deal with a country club they work at, and they see their general manager, played by Oscar Isaac, and his wife, Lindsay, played by Carey Mulligan, really get into it, and then it takes a downward spiral. And that all begins on Netflix April 16th, one more week. But the first beef was amazing.
It's Nikki Glaser coming to Chicago in November, and she's also coming to your television set again very soon. And this is a new stand-up special, is it, Cindy?
It is, Bob. April 24th on Hulu, Nikki Glaser's new special called Good Girl, an hour stand-up. All her usual topics: aging, beauty, fame, sex, what it means to stay relevant and desirable. The funny thing is, some of these jokes are a little raunchy, and her dad is in the front row. I don't know how she says some of this stuff right in front of her dad, but she does make the beginning so funny. She tells everyone in the audience, "Thank you for being here. Every single person here tonight means so much money to me." I think she's hilarious, and she will be November 13th and 14th at the Chicago Theater and in Peoria November 12th. So check her out then.
And check out Mindy Kaling. She's got a Hulu series. Tell us about it.
It's called Not Suitable for Work. It's about five obsessed 20-somethings. They're trying to do that work-life balance myth. And one is a prestigious investment banker. One's a celebrity stylist. One's a finance pro. There's your idealist. And also an anxious medical student with dreams of becoming an actor. This is all set in Manhattan in a very glamorous neighborhood called Beacon Hill. And executive produced and written by Mindy. And one of the stars is Constant Wu from Crazy Rich Asians. So that's coming up. Always her stuff's always good.
And finally, and this will be something foodies will pay attention to, because Ina Gardner is coming to town.
Bob, put down your spatula and get ready for this. Tickets to meet and greet and Q&A with Ina Gardner go on sale Monday, this Monday at 10 a.m. Central Time. And then that's the pre-sale, and April 18th at 10 a.m. Central Time. She's coming to the auditorium. She'll be here for a new book called Simply Ina, and it's supposed to be easy to make recipes. I don't know. I've tried some of this stuff. We're lucky to still have a home here. But that's me, not on Ina. And, you know, some of her greatest hits include the perfect roast chicken, not so perfect at this house, weeknight bolognese, and tomato crostini with whipped feta. That sounds good right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, Marianne will be all over that. That series on HBO Max and Discovery Plus. Cindy, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.